Hey everybody, it's Pastor Brian Ross from Grace Life Bible Church in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and we want to welcome you today to our midweek video. So I was not able to make a video last week with traveling for the Thanksgiving holiday, just didn't have time to do that. So I apologize for missing 1 week. We want to welcome you to our YouTube channel here, Grace Life Bible on YouTube. If you haven't already done so, if you would consider subscribing and ringing the alarm bell here so that you can stay current with the ministry, with the content that we produce on Sunday morning, as well as what we do here midweek with these videos, and recently the rebroadcasting of the Grace History Project, which I'll talk about here in a few minutes. So I also want to remind you about our Rumble channel here. We established this Rumble channel earlier this year in 2021 to be an alternative to YouTube should something happen to our YouTube ministry. So if you're into alt tech sites, I would encourage you to go and subscribe to us here on Rumble as well. We are up to 163 subscribers, and we started the year with nothing there, so we're encouraged by that. So, again, I wasn't able to make a video last week traveling for the Thanksgiving holiday, and I want to get back into that habit here for the month of December. Today is Wednesday, December 1st. It's early in the morning. It's not even 5 o'clock yet. I've already been up and about here trying to do my best to redeem the time, walk the dogs, and I had time now, so I'm going to make this video. And as always, we release these videos on Thursday morning. So when you're watching this, it'll be Thursday, December 2nd. Now, for our featured book for the month of December, it's actually books. And I'm excited to tell you about a sale that Dispensational Publishing House, my publisher, is having this month, where you could save 20% on your entire order on all my books that are published by Dispensational Publishing House or that are sold by Dispensational Publishing House. So that would include the titles that you see here: The Preservation of the Word, The Preservation of God's Word, A Close Look at Psalm 12, 6, and 7, The King James Bible in America, An Orthographic, Historical, and Textual Investigation, my book about J.C. O'Hare, co-authored with Dr. DeWitt, J.C. O'Hare and the Origins of the American Grace Movement, my book featured last month about Bullinger, Rightly Dividing E.W. Bullinger, Assessing His Life, Ministry, and Impact, my book Don't Pass Over Easter, A New Defense of Easter in Acts 12:4, and then not pictured but also available, this link will be updated, not pictured is my co-authored book with Brother Dave Reed on the Day of the Lord Project. So all of these books are on sale for the month of December. So if you're interested in getting a good deal, maybe on some Christmas gifts or some books for yourself, or maybe you've wanted to check these books out and haven't been able to do it yet or haven't pulled the trigger on it, or you want to give them to somebody as a gift, now is a good time to order. So here's what you need to do if you're interested in any of these titles and saving 20%. Decide what you want, select it, put it in the cart. And then in the cart, you're going to want to enter on the promotional code line, you're going to want to enter the word blessed. The promotional code is the word blessed. That'll save you 20% on your entire order. And that sale is running through the end of the month. The sale ends December 31st, the last day of 2021. So we're not featuring one book this month. We're featuring all of them. And the sale, the Christmas sale that Dispensational Publishing House is running on these materials, again, you could save 20% by using the promo code BLESSED, and that sale ends at the end of December. I also want to talk to you about, in this video, the Grace History Project, and I'm excited because I have in my hands, finally, the first manuscript for chapters 1 through 10. We are working on converting all this information in the Grace History Project into a series of books. This is not an easy process. I would explain the process that we're following, but it's possibly a little bit boring to you. I'm not sure. But somebody is going through all the Grace History Project lessons. They're watching them all. They're using the printed notes. And then from there, they are drawing up the basics of these chapters that I have here. And then I am going to have to go back through all of them, proofread them, edit them, change them to get them into a format then that we will be publishing. So the plan on this, guys, is that the first 13 lessons are going to be volume 1. So that starts with lesson one that talks about what is history, and that would bring us up through the end of the patristic period. And so it's going to be basically the first volume of the Grace History Project is planned at this point to be 13 chapters. Okay. Now, I would have liked possibly for it to be longer, but we have to start somewhere and start converting this information into a book form. So this is the first 10 chapters. I have to read this, edit this, and then I'm going to be receiving, hopefully in the near future, the remaining three for that first installment, volume one of the Grace History Project. Okay, so that's going on. So please pray for me as I try to fit this into my time schedule of editing this and getting this prepared. And I will say, and I don't like to ask for money or anything like that, but this is costing money to do this. And if you are interested in seeing this continue as far as this, these writing projects, specifically the Grace History Project, but other things that I would like to do, I get somewhat frustrated because I am currently working a secular job in addition to, you know, pastoring Grace Life Bible Church and trying to run the ministry and get things in print, etc. And there's many times where I have the desire to not have to do that. The issue, obviously, is the fact that, you know, the bills have to be paid, etc. And I'm not complaining about my job by any stretch, but I do sometimes get frustrated because there's so many things ministry-wise that I would like to be able to do that I just don't have the time to do. So if you value any of these projects, if you value the writing ministry, if you value what we're doing, please consider supporting it. You could support it, obviously, by buying the books and giving them as gifts, appreciating the content for yourself, but also supporting projects like the Grace History Project and trying to get some of these things in print. I said it before, when I did the Grace History Project, none of the productive ministries throughout the history of the dispensation of grace, okay, be it Darby, be it Bollinger, be it O'Hare, be it Stamm, okay, all of them were able to devote themselves full time to just writing, studying, teaching, preaching, etc. And the body of Christ has been infinitely blessed as a result of those men being able to do that. Okay. And so there's a real opportunity there for some folks to take that upon themselves to support ministries that are trying to produce good content, that are trying to edify the body of Christ. Okay. And I'm certainly not the only one, and there are many others that are out there that are doing similar things. Just want to give you something to think about. Now, before I go, I also want to talk about another writing project that I am working on also, okay, in addition to the Grace History Project. I am trying to take all of the notes. What I'm thinking I'm going to do is I'm going to start publishing the notes from my From This Generation Forever class, A Study of God's Promise to Preserve His Word. I'm going to start publishing those in terms. So term one, for example, is going to be covering the doctrine of inspiration. Term two would be covering the doctrine of preservation. Term three would be covering the issue of canonicity and transmission, and then so on and so forth, including the history of the English Bible, and now eventually when I'm done with it, where we are right now in the From This Generation Forever class, really doing a deep dive, guys, on the King James Bible itself, okay? Now, we just started this in September, and I just taught last Sunday, on the last Sunday of November, the 28th, I taught a lesson on the issue of the rules followed by the translators. Before that, I taught on the pre-Jamesian calls for a new translation. There's three lessons on the Hampton Court Conference. This lesson 156, covers the moment. What happened the moment the idea was floated for a new Bible that ultimately became the King James Bible, what happened in that decisive moment? This lesson covers that, lesson 156. We have a lesson on the attendees at Hampton Court, the historical significance, dates, and accounts of Hampton Court. We have a lesson on the millenary petition and assessing its contents and its impact. The King himself, we have a whole lesson here on James, understanding James's political philosophy, understanding how James grew up and how it impacted his decisions as king, and how all of that comes to a head in the decision to translate. And then also the Elizabethan context, or establishing the pre-Jamesian historical context. And then we go all the way back into our study, very thorough, detailed study of the history of the English Bible leading up to the King James Bible. So what I want to do is start converting all the notes from these into published terms, where I'm gathering all this information together into individual volumes. So that is also a writing project that I'm working on. Now, you don't have to wait, though, for that stuff to be published, because you can access this content now and start going through this. And I would highly encourage you to do that. So before I leave, this is going to be a shorter video. I also want to remind you again about our rebroadcasting of the Grace History Project. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday morning at 9 o'clock, we are rebroadcasting that material. Okay. Now, there are a few reasons why I'm doing this. Number one is that a lot of that content is over on Norm Price's YouTube channel, and I want to migrate that stuff over onto the Grace Life YouTube channel page here. But I'm also doing it because I know that we're preparing this book, and I'm trying to get people to prime the pump, if you will, a little bit, to get people interested in having this information and really learning this information. I'm hearing from a lot of people about this, and our YouTube subscription numbers have been definitely climbing every week since we've started rebroadcasting the Grace History Project. So you're not going to want to miss this information. This information is about church history, the history of the dispensation of grace, from the point of view of mid-Acts Pauline dispensationalism. And the subtitle on this, Tracing the Abandonment and Resurgence of Pauline Truth from Paul to the Present, is exactly what this class is about. So I'd encourage you to check out this playlist. I'm going to leave a link to this playlist in the description for this video. I'm going to leave a link to this page here, where all of my books on Dispensational Publishing House website are all gathered together. Remember, for the month of December, you can save 20% by using the promo code BLESSED at checkout. That sale ends on December 31st. I want to remind you about the rebroadcasting of the Grace History Project. Again, Monday, Wednesday, Friday mornings at 9 o'clock. You can check that out. And also on Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock, we're live from the church building. In the 9 o'clock hour on Sunday mornings, I'm teaching this class, From This Generation Forever, the study of God's promise to preserve his word. This coming Sunday, December 5, I'm going to be talking about, were the rules followed by the translators, and to what extent they were followed by the translators. And then following that, we'll be continuing our live stream for our main service, where we're going to resume our study on the book of Colossians. This past Sunday, I took a break from that to teach a special message on give attendance to reading. Again, something that you might want to check out. So we got a lot of things here for you. We got a lot of content. I'm excited about the book sale, excited about the Grace History Project manuscript, and all these different things. Appreciate all of you that watch this channel, that support our church, that support our ministry, and looking forward to finishing the year strong here and starting 2022 on a good foot. Last reminder is the podcast my wife and I do, Just Grace It Podcast with Brian and Becky Ross. We're going to be working on trying to get an episode out on this also this week. A lot of things here to think about, a lot of things here to avail yourself of, a lot of content, a lot of teaching for you to consider here, okay? Before we go, as always, I want to remind you, if you've never trusted Jesus Christ, if you've never relied exclusively on his shed blood on the cross as the only total complete payment for your sin, his resurrection and his burial and resurrection from the dead as the only payment for your sin, okay, you need to trust him today before it's everlasting too late. You need to stop relying on your own works, your own ability to do what's right, your own ability to please Almighty God, and reach out in faith to a Redeemer who paid the price, who died for your sin, who rose again, and wants to give you eternal life as a free gift. When you receive the free gift of eternal life by simply believing that Christ died for your sins, you'll be translated into the, you'll be taken out of the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of his dear Son. You'll be blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, and you will receive eternal life as a free gift and escape the issue of eternal punishment. Please consider trusting Jesus Christ today before it's everlasting too late. Thanks for your time. We'll see you next week. Hopefully we'll see you on some of the live chats or commenting on some of these videos. If you enjoy these videos, please like them, share them, subscribe, ring the alarm bell so that you can stay current with what we're doing. Thanks for your attention. See you next time.